Google Glass is back. Maybe you remember it. It looked like an almost empty eyeglass frame. If you wore one, you could see digital information beam from a smartphone to a small glass tab. The tab sat right in front of one eye. The prototype was released in 2013, and it was the technology of the future until it wasn't. After criticism and safety concerns, Google, now called Alphabet, officially stopped producing the prototype in 2015. That was then. Now it turns out that Google's Moonshot Division X is bringing the technology back to life. Stephen Levy got a look inside for Back Channel, the weekly digital magazine published by Wired. Hi, Stephen.
Thanks.
Remind us why Google Glass was such a big fail the first time around.
Well, it was launched with incredible fanfare. It was the star of the big conference they did in 2012 where skydivers jumped out of a plane and you saw the fall from their point of view. What the main purpose of it was, basically people used it to, instead of staring at their phone, they would stare at this little screen suspended above their eye. And then what probably killed it was that people started getting angry when they saw people wearing the thing because it could record video, but you didn't know when it was recording video. And people thought that they were being taped surreptitiously by these wearers. And they even had a term for the wearers, which I'm not going to repeat because it's a bad word that begins with a G.
ends with an E, kind of two words together. So it lasted about 2 years on the market, was a dramatic failure. And now what's changed?
What happened was that while Google Glass was a failure, Google and X Division started hearing about some customers that were finding a real use for it. And these were customers in the workplace, in factories and warehouses that could find that instead of replacing a phone, the information they got from Glass replaced the process where they'd have to look at a computer or a big thick manual to get the instructions from their work and interrupt the workflow. And as they thought about it more, they thought maybe we should develop a new version of Glass that's optimized for these people in workplace situations. And that's why we have now something called Glass Enterprise Edition. The places have been using it, like Volkswagen and GE and Boeing, are all reporting positive results, and they're moving from test to production.
So it's mostly industries. Tell us how it's used, like how a typical factory worker might be able to use it and where.
Well, I actually visited a factory that's using it in Jackson, Minnesota, which is in southwest Minnesota. And it was fascinating because this place built tractors, and each worker has a workstation and does an operation that's maybe an hour, 70 minutes long, broken up into steps. And for each step, they say, okay, Glass, proceed, and it'll tell them what the next step is. So if this is second nature to the worker doesn't have to look at the screen too much. But these tractors, as I learned, often have very custom features, and when the customer orders it. So you might see, if you're putting together a motor, a picture of the motor with lit up the little places where you would put the bolts in. And then you would see a menu saying, I'm done this. Or if you have a problem, you could say, maybe this part is damaged. You could take a picture of it, and someone, will take a look and say, wow, you're right, we have to send that back. Or why don't you just try this? So you can get real-time assistance while you're on the work line.
Is there anything worrisome about that? I guess these factory workers would be looking at a computer if they weren't looking through this glass, but does it lead to less problem-solving on their own or less reliance on their own memory?
Well, it's still part of the problem-solving process. I think that if there is a concern from the worker's point of view, this is something that actually logs what you do step by step. And so in some cases, this could be a positive thing for them. If they're falling behind and someone else is ahead, they could be flagged and saying, hey, help that person in station 50. On the other hand, they could say, you know what, you're not doing a very good job.
Yeah, they're keeping very close watch of what you're doing. How likely do you think it is that this new life for Google Glass in industry might give new life to the old Google Glass in everyday life?
Well, that's something I try to explore with Alphabet in saying what is the prospects for the consumer version. And they really didn't want to talk to it. I think there's still a little snake bit about that. But I actually asked some of the people who are using it in the enterprise whether they might want to use this at home. And some of them were a little reluctant, but one guy finally said, well, gee, maybe I could do it and, you know, answer my email while I'm doing the dishes.
Why not? Why do one thing when you can do two or three? Stephen Levy, editor of Back Channel, a digital magazine published by Wired. Nice to speak with you.
Great talking to you, Lisa.